Good morning, everybody. This is Joseph McKeezy with the demonstration of the Nodeware.x program. Before I get into this, I just want to say there's one little problem, but this is very screen reader friendly. I do have an update on the other program, which I have talked about, you know, the talking thermostat. I will be bringing that up to you in a couple weeks. It may, because I've been having trouble with it, and these units may be defective. I'll mention that in the next podcast. It'll be real short. Just want to ask all of you to keep up with your mics. Don't get too close or too far away from your mics. But this is a demonstration of the Nodeware.x program. Before we go any further, I'm going to stop and let you hear the help file. But the little problem with this program, and I'm going to give you the website in a few minutes, the reason this problem is when you first install it, it tells you how to put your keys in, but you have a periodic button and a weekday button. Now, JAWS users have a little problem. They have to use the cursor, but window-wise, you can just go right up to the top and select the day button. This is for scanning a schedule. Once you do that, then you tab in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you can set schedule for each day, or there's a periodic button. I guess that means three times a week. It doesn't say. But the help file is basically quite good. I'm going to go into it and let you hear it. It's not that long, and then I'm going to demonstrate the program. So if you just stand by, we shall be back quite soon. Okay, I've got my eloquence on, so you can hear I don't have a mixer. I apologize. So now, Nodeware is in the system tray, and you have those options, and I'm going to go through the options for you. But if you just hang on a minute, I'm going to open Nodeware. I'm going to give you a brief rundown of the file structure, how easy it is with the Alt-F key. I'm doing this because it's a little different. It is very screen reader friendly, so just hang on.
JAWS.
Now we're going to go to Nodeware. I'm pressing the insert in F11.
Select the system tray DB Nodeware 5.0.
Nodeware 5.0.
Enter context menu. Open Nodeware. The nav about Nodeware. Disable shields. D.
See, disable shield. Just going down. This is in the system tray.
Disable IE homepage shield. D.
Disable IE homepage shield.
Disable IE hijack shield. D. Disable IE favorites shield D. Disable hosts file shield D. Disable real time protection D. Disable cookie shield D. Disable startup shield D. Hide notifications H.
Which I don't know what that is. I guess they it doesn't notify you.
Repeat previous notification R.
I don't understand that, but that's minor.
Exit X. Open Nodeware O.
Now I'm going to open Nodeware.
Enter leaving menus. Nodeware V5.0 dialog 0002141369 items scanned registry cookies files stop scan button to activate press space bar.
It's not scanning. It just said that. It's just letting me know. Now basically all you do is tab in this program.
Update protection button to activate.
I don't have
press
to update it.
Remove items button to
There's
activate
nothing
press
to remove.
Space bar. List view zero items.
There's zero items. There's your list view.
Scan complete read only edit. Use your reading keys to read the text.
There's nothing there or else it let me know.
Scan my PC button to activate
scan PC.
Scan files slash folders button to activate.
You don't need
press
to do that.
Bar.
That takes forever. PC does everything.
Stop scan button to activate
stop
press
Stop scan.
Update protection button
update.
To activate. Remove items button. List view zero
We're
items.
We're back it again. Now I'm going to go Alt F for file.
Alt F menu. File menu. Exit to move through items.
I'm going to go down. Nothing. We go to the right with JAWS.
Options menu. Settings.
Settings. Down.
ActiveX shields. A.
ActiveX shields.
Configure shields.
Configure.
C. Restore items. R.
Restore this. If you restore, if you don't want to keep the items, you can just bring them back and tell you how to do that in the help file.
Scan scheduling. S.
Scan scheduling.
Scan settings. G.
Scan settings.
Ignore list.
Ignore
I.
list.
Settings. S.
Settings. I'm going to go through the settings and show these to you first. Then I'll do the help file.
Enter. Leaving menus. Nodeware V5.0 preferences dialog. OK button. To cancel. But path settings. Write log files to dot 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 edit. See program files. Nodeware 5.0 logs. Type in text.
See, I'm just tabbing.
Path settings. Using reference file dot 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 edit. See program files. Nodeware 5.0. Nodeware 4102108.na. Type in text.
It's already updated, so I don't have the problem I used to have. It used to always ask me to delete files. Now it does it.
Path settings. Dot, dot, dot,
I hope.
To
I think it's
press
okay.
Path settings. Dot, 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 button to
Another path
press
settings
bar.
Button.
General preferences. Run at Windows startup checkbox checked. A clear
That's
checkbox.
Checked.
Press general preferences. Scan at Windows startup checkbox not checked. A check press spacebar.
I don't want to do that because it'll always scan and I'll have to, unless it scans auto, but it won't.
General preferences. Automatically save log file checkbox checked. A clear checkbox
check.
Press space. General preferences. Always request confirmation before removing spyware checkbox not checked. A check press spacebar.
I don't want to have it always request. It used to request even though I'm in this mode, but I think they've corrected it.
general preferences, automatically check for updates, checkbox check, a clear checkmark, general preferences, automatically save scan logs, checkbox check.
I'm still tabbing.
Press space, okay button to activate.
Now we enter
space
on
bar.
Okay.
Space, list view, zero item.
Now I'm going to go back to the file.
Alt-F, menu, options menu, settings.
Settings, we already did that.
ActiveX shields, A.
We don't need to do that.
Configure shields, C.
Configures. Now let me just show you what's here.
Enter, leaving menus, configure shields dialog. Configure shields, protect IE favorites, checkbox checked. Configure shields,
just tabbing.
IE shields, checkbox checked. So, configure shields, host style shield, checkbox checked. Configure shields, real-time protection, checkbox checked. Configure shields, cookies shields, checkbox checked. Configure shields, startup programs shields, checkbox checked. So clear checkmark, press space bar. Configure shields, IE homepage shield, maintain following page, checkbox checked. Configure shields, edit, http://www.worldnetdaily.com/type OK button to activate.
I'm going
to
enter
space
on OK.
Bar. Space, list view, zero items to move to the Alt-F menu, file option, ActiveX shields, configure shields, C. Restore items, up, scan scheduling, S.
Now we're going to go through the scan scheduling.
Enter, leaving menus, add a schedule dialog, OK button to activate, press space bar. Cancel button, day of the week radio button checked, 1 of 2.
Now there's two, the others are periodic.
Periodic radio button
which I
checked,
don't use.
Day of the week radio button checked, 1 of 2. Sunday checkbox checked, Monday checkbox checked.
See how it is?
Tuesday checkbox checked, Wednesday checkbox checked, Thursday checkbox checked, Friday checkbox checked, Saturday checkbox checked.
Just tabbing.
Schedule a scan checkbox checked. To click scan timing, scan at combo box, 11 p.m. 23 of 24. To change the selection, use OK button to activate.
I'm
going to
enter
bar.
On OK.
Space. Dialogue, Tuesday, October 21st, 2008, 11 o'clock, 00 p.m. Yes button to activate, press space bar.
I don't have
zero items.
I don't have to do that because Nodeware told me that's what it's going to scan.
Alt-F,
back
menu,
to the file again.
Options menu, settings. ActiveX shields, it configure shields, seek restore items, R. Scan schedule, scan settings, G. Ignore list, I. Scan schedule, restore
now
items,
let's see
R.
What's in restore items.
Enter, leaving menus, select backup dialog. Next button to close button, select a backup list view, zero items.
See?
To move to delete selected backup button to act, next button to act, close button to activate, press space, list view, zero items. To
this
move
is
to
very
item,
easy to
keys.
Use, folks. So now, without any further ado, I'm going to pause the recording.
Jaws, gold wave, gold wave.
I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to go in and let you hear the help file. So just bear with me. Thanks.
See, Nodeware readme instructions.txt size. Enter, node, setup, setup. Double-click on the Nodeware.x file you downloaded. The setup screen shown will pop up. Figure 1. Setup screen. Click the next button and follow the prompts to install Nodeware. After installation, Nodeware will automatically start and you will see the following screen. Figure 2. Main screen registration. Registering Nodeware will unlock its full functionality. Without registration, you will only be able to detect spyware but unable to remove them. To register, you will need the username and password that you used when you purchased Nodeware. You can retrieve this information from the purchase confirmation email you received from the Nodeware website. Click on the register link on the menu. The following screen pops up. Figure 1. Registration screen. Registering your Nodeware software. The registration key is three parts, separated by dashes. You can either type it in manually or copy and paste each part from the purchase confirmation email. To copy and paste, select the first part of the registration key. Make sure the dash is not included. Right-click on your selection and choose copy from the pop-up menu. Then right-click on the first text box for the registration key and choose paste from the pop-up menu. Do the same for the second and third registration key fields. Be careful not to copy the dashes. These only act as separators. Click on register and follow the prompts to register. Now the software is fully functional. Purchasing the Nodeware software. If you have been using a trial version of Nodeware and wish to obtain a registration key by purchasing it, just click on the apostrophe purchase now link found in the registration window. The apostrophe purchase now link leads to the Nodeware purchase page where you can securely buy the software and unlock its full functionality. Search for spyware/adware. Click on the apostrophe. Scan my PC button on the right hand side. Nodeware will alert you that it is about to close all Internet Explorer windows. If you have important information open in an Internet Explorer window, save it and close all Internet Explorer windows. Then press the Yes button. Nodeware will start scanning your computer for spyware. It may take a while depending on the size of your hard drive. You can stop the scanning anytime by clicking the apostrophe stop scan button on the right hand side. Figure 1. Apostrophe scanning progresses window. Figure 1 above is what the screen will look like when your computer is being scanned. You will see the text completed in the status window after the scan is done. You will also see a list of spyware Nodeware is found on your computer. By default, their corresponding check boxes are checked, meaning they are marked for deletion. You can uncheck any component by clicking on its checkbox. This will prevent it from being removed when you click the Remove Items button. Scroll through the list and make sure you are satisfied with components marked for deletion. Then click the apostrophe Remove Items button on the right-hand side panel. The spyware in the deletion list will then be removed from your computer. Updating your Nodeware software. To update your copy of Nodeware, simply click on the apostrophe Update Protection button when you are connected to the internet. The software will connect to the Nodeware website and download the latest definitions of spyware and adware. This will ensure that your PC is protected against new privacy-invading parasites that may attack your PC. It is advisable to update protection at least once a week. Preferences. The options are explained below. Figure 1. The preferences screen. List of 8 items. Bullet run at Windows startup. If checked, Nodeware will be executed every time you start your computer. Bullet scan at Windows startup. If checked, Nodeware will not only be executed every time you start up your computer, it will automatically scan for spyware. Bullet automatically save log file. If checked, a log of spyware found and deleted will be saved every time Nodeware is run. Bullet always request confirmation before removing spyware. If checked, Nodeware will prompt you before removing spyware. Bullet automatically check for updates. If checked, Nodeware will check the internet to see if an improved version is available. Bullet automatically save scan
scan logs. If checked, NodeWare will automatically save a log file of each scan you perform on your computer. Bullet the path settings are used to tell NodeWare where to store logs and reference files. Bullet the reference file contains a list of spyware known to NodeWare. Normally, you should leave this field unaltered. List end ActiveX shields figure 1. The apostrophe ActiveX shields window ActiveX components are used to add functionality such as animation or pop-up menus to web pages, desktop applications, etc. However, this functionality comes with a risk, especially if the party running the ActiveX control is untrusted. Enabling the ActiveX shield will prevent all ActiveX controls that we detect as malicious from being installed on your computer, meaning it actually prevents adware and spyware from ever being installed in the first place. If you wish to install a particular item that we detect, you can simply disable protection, install the item, and then re-enable protection. Configure shields figure 1. The apostrophe configure shields window protect IE favorites. Checking this box will enable NodeWare to prevent any tampering with your IE favorites list. Nothing will be added to your favorites without your approval. IE hijack shields. Many of the spyware programs can easily hijack your browser by installing add-on programs to it. These malicious programs can cause browser redirects and unnecessary advertising pop-ups when you surf the web. This option will prevent those unwanted hijacks. Hosts file shield. The Windows hosts file can be manipulated by spyware and virus programs to redirect browsers to advertiser servers. Checking this option in the Configure Shields menu will prevent this from happening. Real-time protection. Enabling this will turn on real-time protection of your system. If any item we detect is executed, our software will automatically block the execution and alert you of the item and its attempt to install. You will then be presented with an option to either allow or prevent the installation, i.e. Omnipot Shield. Another frequent tactic advertisers employ is getting their adware programs to reset your home page to one of their choice. Enabling this feature will protect you from nasty surprises when online. Restore items. Figure 1. The apostrophe restore backups window. This useful feature allows you to restore items you may have wrongly removed from your system. This prevents any accidental loss of files. Scan scheduling figure 1. The apostrophe add a schedule window. This useful feature allows you to automatically set scan schedules for NodeWare to scan your computer. This way, even if you forget, your computer still stays free from adware and spyware. You can pick a time for the scan when your computer usage is typically low so that the scanning does not interrupt your work. Scan settings. The apostrophe scan settings window. Depending on how frequently you scan your system for adware and spyware, you can choose between a smart system scan or a full system scan. If scanning of your PC has not been done for a while, a full system scan is advisable, but please note this can take quite some time depending on your system configuration. Ignore list. The apostrophe ignore list window. If you wish to ignore certain items while scanning after the first time, simply right-click on them after they are detected. This will add them to your ignore list. This will bring down the scan duration during each scan cycle. Being a reversible process, you can include the particular item again for scanning by removing the check mark next to it in the ignore list.
Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. I just want to show you one more thing about the scan scheduling. I'm in my scan scheduling now, so if you'll hang on there a minute, I just want to show you something about it.
Resume recording.
Okay, well, that's Gold Wave. So I'm just going to go through the scan scheduling and show you how that is set. So just stand by here.
Jaws. Scan settings. NodeWare V5.0 dialog. Scan settings dialog. Scan settings full system scan radio button checked. 2 of 2. To change.
2 of 2. Their smart system, which is only 5 minutes. Full system may take a half hour.
Scan settings include subfolders and files / folders. Scan checkbox checked. Scan settings include zip files and scan checkbox checked. OK button to activate.
That's OK.
Space. Scan complete read only edit. Use your reading.
Now I'm going to close NodeWare and it'll go to my system tray.
Alt F4.
I'm going to wait a minute and then I'm going to give you the website and I hope you all enjoy it. Let's see if we're at the system tray.
Deep NodeWare 5.0.
Okay, hang on.
Escape.
Wait a minute. There we go. Now go to streams.
Windows M. List view my documents. 1 of 8 ST streams. H. HTTP www.nodeware.net 42.
Now let me give it to you carefully. Let me go into the
properties. Properties are enter. Leaving menus. Folder view 8. Web document tab. This URL. Edit. HTTP/H.
Let me do it again.
HTTP. http://www.nodeware.net/lang.
That's it. So
escape. http://www.nodeware.net. See documents.
So you may not have to put that in there. You might have to put that last slash, but it'll put itself in. And that's the story. And let me go up to the page just to show you how easy it is to read. The page is very, very screen reader friendly. More.
http://www.nodeware.
Here we go.
Enter.
We're on the page. It's opening.
Microsoft Internet Explorer 20. Adware, spyware.
Here's the first top of the page.
Adware, spyware, pop-ups, they invade your privacy and harm your PC. Protect yourself with NodeWare. Lang, table with 3, visited link graphic NodeWare logo. Lang, visited link NodeWare, link features.
Link features.
Link support. Link download. Link contact, as mentioned in, lang, link graphic dwnld try, lang.
If it's a try.
Table N, lang, your PC is probably, list of 4 items, your PC is probably infected with adware and spyware if, list of 4 items, bullet you have downloaded music online, bullet your PC is running extremely slow, bullet you are pestered by those horrible pop-up ads, bullet your homepage keeps changing, list N, lang, don't let people invade your privacy and slow down your PC, link try NodeWare for free, and see for yourself if your PC is infected, lang, link graphic scan PC 2. link graphic images slash new box DWNLD blue PKOP 46,000,005 link graphic download images slash DWN 3 new.
I guess that's the noteware.
Star as of 10:23 a.m. EST, October 21st, 2008. Blank, thanks guys, that did the trick. Man, it is sure nice and quiet on the net now.
These are the testimonials.
Blank, Joe Samson. Blank, what is spyware and adware? Blank, spyware and adware is software made by publishers that allow them to snoop on your browsing activity, invade your privacy, and flood you with those horrible.
Let me just check the download.
Blank, button. Blank, Joe, blank, thanks, blank, star as link graphic, forward link graphic images slash new box DWNLD blue PKOP.
What's this?
Enter,
I don't know what
this is. Save button to act. Cancel button to act. Save button, cancel, while files from the run button, save the space. Save as dialog, file name, edit combo, nodeware.x, 0 items.
Yeah, this is the nodeware, and then I'm not going to save it because it's not
necessary.
Alt F4,
adware, spyware, pop-up, adware, spyware, pop-up, stay in, Alt F4, see documents and set.
And then after you do it, it'll give you another, you know, you can go to the page, up on the page there. I don't know where it is, but you'll find it, the registration page, and when you buy it, it's up there somewhere. Let me see if I can just find it. If I can't, we'll worry about that later. It's already up there.
Stream, enter, list view, 1 of 1, http www.kachensing.net, 48, http www.node, enter.
Let me open it again. See if I can find that page.
Blank, link web, link research, blank, copyright, blank, link web market, link web, link chan, genetet, link partners.
I'm at the bottom now.
Blank, link more testimony, blank, mix strong, blank, the node where, blank, change them. Bullet your default omnipotent settings can be high, blank, bullet your person, blank, bullet unauthorized, bullet unauthorized, bullet all list of wide, blank, product, pop-ups, spyware and the blank, what is spyware, blank, Joe Samson, blank, start visit, fourth visit, visited link, graphics, scan PC2, blank, and see for yourself, visited link, try nodeware for free.
Oh, I see how.
Enter.
So you enter here.
0%. File download.
No, they want you to try it first, but you will get another page. I think that shows up after you install the nodeware. Let me bring this up here. After you install the nodeware, you'll come to another page where if you want to buy, it'll remove everything. But if you don't buy it, my friends, it won't remove everything. So, but it'll let you know what is on there. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and these are my opinions, and you can have this MP3. Just don't alter it in any way. If you want to reach me, my email is JOSEPH, all one word, Joseph McKeesey, MACHISE, at Comcast.net. And the phone, 781-599-6664. 781-599-6664. The email is Joseph, JOSEPH, MACHISE, at Comcast.net. I hope you enjoyed this and you have my permission to have this file. Thanks to Larry, as always, for putting it up. Just don't alter it anyway. The opinions are mine and only mine, but no one else's. I basically like the product. It's one of the few products I like. I'm very fussy. So we'll keep in contact. Hope you enjoyed the podcast.